How to tell stories in English.
Pete and Josh are having a chat in the bar. They're telling one another stories.
Yeah, your brother's working in Canada, isn't he?
He was. He got sent back to the UK.
Oh, I bet he was pleased about that. He quite liked it out there, didn't he?
Yeah, loved it. And all the kids were all settled into their schools. Oh, he told me this funny story.
Yeah?
Well, he was in his new house back in the UK a few days ago when the removal guys turned up with 6 crates of his stuff from Canada.
Yeah?
Anyway, they start unpacking the crates, and they're taking out all this really weird stuff. A grand piano, an antique chair, a stuffed lion, a harp, 3 lawnmowers. Excuse me, my brother says, but this isn't my stuff. But the guy in charge was a real Jobsworth. We've been told to deliver these things here, and that's what we're doing. In the end, my brother had to call up the manager of the removal firm.
So what happened?
Well, they'd brought their own crates, so they had to pack it all up again and take it back.
I'm sure they were well pleased about that.
Oh, yes.
Ah, something similar happened to us when we moved house just recently. We got all the stuff transported over to the new place. But after unpacking everything, we couldn't find this box full of valuables. Silver plates, jewellery, antique coins, cutlery and so on. I remember packing it all up and putting it somewhere safe, but we just couldn't find it anywhere. In the end, we spoke to the guys from the removal firm, but they swore that they didn't know anything about it.
So what did you do?
Well, we filed a complaint against the company. We thought that perhaps one of the guys from the van had taken it. Anyway, we were just about to start legal proceedings when the box turned up at my parents' house. Apparently, we'd taken it there a few weeks before the move for safekeeping and completely forgotten about it.
Oh, I'm sure you had a great time explaining all that to the removal firm.
Oh yeah, it wasn't at all embarrassing.
I can imagine.
Hey, you're flying to Frankfurt next week for some conference, aren't you?
Already been. Hilarious trip. There was this really drunk guy sitting in the row in front of me. He was trying to sleep off his hangover, I guess. And his head kept falling over into the aisle, and people kept banging into him, waking him up, and he kept mumbling and muttering and getting angrier and angrier. Anyway, at one point, someone opened the overhead locker above him, and this big bag came crashing down on top of him.
Nice. So what did he do?
Well, it was weird. He just sort of opened his eyes, swore a bit, then went back to sleep as if he'd hardly noticed it.
Probably cured his headache.
Yeah.
Another drink?
Go on, then.